Gangrene, Season 8, Episode 19. Hi. Dave is still getting his notes ready.
I'm still here. I'm still getting my notes.
Look, you can call him out on Twitter.
Look who's back.
Look who's back. Stats
Before you
is
call
back.
Me out, look who's back. Call
I
someone
know.
Else
I'm
out
so
on this table.
I'm so used to him being here. He's back.
How are you
Stats
used to him being here? This is the first time he's been here in, like, what, 2 months?
Four years, I think. All winter.
Pots from Taiwan finally
can
came
find
out.
Us on iTunes. All three of us back on iTunes this week.
Yeah, finally. Man.
Gangrene TV. It's really easy to find. I watched someone do it just earlier today.
Who was it?
An intern here.
Oh.
You know.
Find us there.
Find us there. Find us on Twitter at Gangrene TV. And you can call us.
Oh, me. 508-731-GGTV.
And Instagram, of course, too. I don't remember if I mentioned.
I'm gonna ask Nick right now. Nick, does that phone line work? Because he's giving us a thumbs up that phone line is working. Apparently,
text
no
us.
One wants to text.
Well, because
or call
the team
us.
Is better now.
So you think
so
they'd be more
excited?
Text though.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Team is much much better. They're more fun to watch. But the Cleveland game happened last night.
It took the wind right out of the sails.
So I was all excited to come in and do a show this week. We had to push it off a day.
Yep.
And
because we were all crying over the loss?
Well, no.
Let's just say it was.
Nah. Okay. But, yeah, that really took the wind out of my sails. But this team is a lot more fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Stats hasn't been back since the Isaiah Thomas trade. So let's just
bring it right over to
him. Let's rewrap. I know we got some other stuff to talk about. Let's kind of get his general consensus of life since Isaiah Thomas.
It's a lot more fun, right?
It is.
It's a lot more of a fun team to watch. You know, we lost Marcus Thornton, but I think we'll live.
Tacos.
So you know, it's been a lot of fun, and they were playing really well before the end of that Golden State game. So it's been a welcome change for sure, and they're pushing for the playoff spot, so they have something to play for. It's been entertaining.
That Golden State game gave you such false hope.
Well, it didn't.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, wow, you know, you're watching that game in the beginning, you're like.
It was awesome.
Holy S. Yeah. This team, they're beating the number one team in the West right now. And they're beating them by a lot. And then the end of the game happened. You're like, all right. Yeah. The Celtics. Well,
but
we're not there yet.
It was still fun to watch. I watched, you know, it's been fun. Win or lose.
Right.
It's a more pleasant experience.
Right.
And I didn't realize how bored I was with the old team. I mean, I complained about Jeff Green. I complained about this and I complained about that.
Right.
Until I was watching this team in
I
the
think
past,
we did
like,
four seasons straight of complaining about Jeff
past
Green.
past week and a half or so, I'm like, wow, this team's really fun.
Yeah.
I don't care that they're losing. And it just made me realize that it was time for something to change.
Right.
Like I'm having fun. I'm like reinvested. It's a really nice feeling.
Right. You're putting more into the stock.
Again, the last game and a half kind of dropped me back down again, but I'm going to watch every game. I can't wait to go to another game.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could tell around the neighborhood too, around the garden, that more people are starting to wake up and realize,
how many Thomas t-shirts already?
I haven't seen any Thomas t-shirts,
really?
But I saw a guy, I posted it on our Instagram account. Danny Ainge. Someone's wearing a Danny Ainge jersey now.
They want to get my nephew Isaiah Thomas jersey because they're about the same height.
Well, they definitely are. A few years ago, you would never see a Danny Ainge jersey in the streets. Maybe if you wanted to represent Toronto Blue Jays back in the 80s.
Might be the most recognizable player to a lot of people.
That's a possibility. So, hey, times have changed. I welcome change.
It's fun, yeah.
You know, why not?
But that Cavs game.
So that Cavs game gave Brad Stevens the biggest loss of his NBA career by 31 points. So
should have been more.
It should have been more. So yeah. Brad Stevens really wasn't too happy. Came into the locker room and started yelling at people.
Good.
You know, which is definitely a plus. You kind of want to see that more.
I think that's the first time in his 2 years here that I've ever heard about him like yelling at the guys.
Right.
Or like acting like disappointed, you know?
Right. Yeah. And that's good. That's good that he's coming out and doing all this, because he needs to be the coach now. Like, you have a team that needs to be developed and you need to be that guy. So now is your time to voice everything you can. Yeah. So
and they sort of have something to play for, which I think is probably why it's coming out now.
Of course.
Not because, you know, last year they were so far back, and this year they're, you know, I mean, because of the, you know, more because of other teams being bad, they're in the hunt. So, you know, they have something to play for. They have something to shoot for. They have goals to meet. So,
right.
Do you think the last game and a half is it just the big man they're missing, or I mean, that's obviously a glaring hole.
It's tough to say exactly. I think both of the last two games, the Golden State game and the Cleveland game, were kind of different animals. Cleveland, they couldn't stop anything, and I don't think a big man would have helped really, you know, because Jay Crowder wasn't doing a great job on LeBron when he was on him, right, and a couple other things, and LeBron was kind of just doing what he wanted out there.
Do you think that's just an inexperience type thing on Crowder's behalf, or do you think, like, maybe they do need that?
I think a lot of it might have been because he didn't have the guy behind him to save him, or, you know, just team defense. You know, I mean, LeBron was kind of doing what he wants, but he's also the best player in the world, so you can't really.
All right, so there is that gap. So now the free agent market is coming up at the end of the season. There's a lot of big names on this free agent list. So who is your hole filler here? Who do we go after? I mean, we could talk about this now, or we could just kick it over to segment two after this. We can open it up. But there is a lot to think about coming up. There's a good clip of money on the books now. What do we do with Bass? What do we do with that whole gap filler? Like,
why don't we take a quick break and come back with that on the other side?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. We'll be right back. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
We are back. Like Dave had said, we're going to talk about some of the free agents and this and that the Celtics won't sign. But it's fun to talk about.
Well, you never know. I mean,
no, I pretty much know.
Yeah, I know. Sucks.
Hey, we got Isaiah Thomas. Can we be happy with this little guy?
We can. You know? Well, that's only going to take us so far, though. I mean,
maybe it'll last a season and a half. You don't know.
I don't.
No, they have a lot of money. I don't know exactly.
There's a lot of money, and there's a lot of names on this free agent list for 2015, 2016. A lot of them are unrestricted. We have a lot of work to do in-house. Do we want to take back?
Ray Allen's available next year.
Well, I don't think he's going to be now that he says he just doesn't want to play this year. So why play next year, right?
I don't know.
You know, but I mean, what do we do? Do we take care of in-house first, or do we go and kind of seek out the market? You guys, I mean, we got like.
I think you've signed the best player you can, whether it's in-house or external.
Well, that kind of goes both ways now. Like, I mean, you go after Jay Crowder, you give him a good contract. You go after Kwame Leonard.
Is Jay Crowder a free agent after this year?
At the end of this year, he's a restricted free agent.
Okay.
So you do have rights on him.
Have some control there then.
Brandon Bass is unrestricted. You can get him for cheap money because of his value is just depleting. Do you want Brandon Bass anymore?
Yeah.
I
don't think so.
Yeah. I think you kind of go through and assess what you think you can get guys for. You talk to their agents. That's the one benefit of the guys that you have on the rosters. You can be in contact with their agents about what it would take to do that, and then, you know, check around the league to see what other teams might be willing to offer guys like Jonas Derebko.
Right.
You know, it's a tough.
Well, there's a big question right there. Do you take Derebko? I mean, do you give him?
I think he's making
$4.5 million a year.
Okay.
So right now. He's playing his heart out right now. So, like I said earlier,
and you're paying Avery Bradley like $8.5 million a year.
Right.
So I would give him $4.5 million.
But like I said off air, you kind of have to be cautious because it's just that David Ortiz thing where you give him that big deal, and then all of a sudden he just kind of goes, well, I made money, so whatever.
I honestly didn't know much about him before he played 3 days ago.
Right. A lot of people in this town had no idea who he was.
Well, I think that's the benefit of guys. That's the other benefit of guys that you have in house.
Right.
Is Drebko's going to be around the coaching staff. He's going to be around the organization. So you can probably suss out if he's going to be a guy that's going to turn it off as soon as he gets the money.
Right.
So I think you have to worry more about that with guys that are, you know, coming in from outside the organization that you're not as familiar with.
Right. From a fan's perspective, I would rather spend the money on him than Bass.
Right, same here.
Bass, I mean,
I think Bass
he's
is
a nice player, I guess, a nice player.
But
why spend? I don't think he has a spot in the future of this team.
No.
And maybe Drebko does.
Right. I feel like Drebko has more of a bigger spot than Bass could ever hold on to right now. But now you know, okay, so now you take Drebko and you sign up Jay Crowder. Well, now you guys got like Jimmy Butler. He's on that restricted free agent list for the Bulls. Chicago's going to give him big money now that Derrick Rose is just messing in his bed.
Not to
get into the whole Derrick Rose is a poor son of a bitch right now, but I mean,
tough career.
It's just terrible. Mm-hmm. It's so sad what's become of him, but like,
it's almost like you shouldn't have other people take your SATs for you.
Right.
Just saying. Yeah.
But now, our unrestricted free agent, Greg Monroe, do you go after him?
I don't understand that.
Is he on your list? But we're all forgetting the biggest unrestricted free agent out there after the end of the season. It's Kevin Love.
He has to opt out, though, doesn't he?
He has to opt out, yeah.
Does he want to opt out?
I don't know. I don't know him.
I mean, you can even go after LeBron James if you want because he's got to opt out, too. But say Cleveland doesn't win the championship this year, who's to say anyone's going to stick around anymore? So
I think they both opt out just to re-sign because when's the new deal?
Probably after next season.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
But, but I mean.
So I think they play, right? Is that how it would work? They'd play next year and then be free agents during the new collective? I think they're staying.
I mean,
we can talk about, let's go after him. We already tried. It didn't work.
Well, let's go after everyone.
You guys are making me negative again.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Kevin Love didn't want to come here last year because Rondo was here, maybe. So now Rondo's gone.
Rondo's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah,
right?
Let's just leave him where
he's not saying it. Dallas isn't
going to
sign
Rondo
him.
Is going to the Lakers, and I will bet this god-awful show on him.
You know what else? I mean, to backtrack a little bit, I know we're talking about free agents right now, but since Rondo came up and watching the team now, I liked Rondo a lot. And now that he's gone, it's almost like, wait, was he making the team boring? You know, like.
There's a lot of questions out there.
I really liked him as a player, but now watching the team play, I'm like.
It's been.
Did I just like him?
Because he was from because he played for the Celtics.
But when he was younger, I loved the way, I just liked the way he played.
Well,
but.
Okay. Here's how I equate this one too, the fact that he had adult supervision while he was on this team. He had guys like Paul Pierce.
Right.
He had guys like Kevin Garnett. They kept him in check. They put him in line when he was mouthy and when he was being a complete dick. They had guys who stopped him from doing this. Now, when he was on the Celtics alone, there was no one to stop his mouth. And, like, that's clear as day down in Dallas. He told his coach choice words about effing yourself. I mean, who says words to the coach like that? It hurt his play time.
I think
because he was suspended for a game. There's no one to control him. There was no one to control him anymore here. There was
but Dallas has a lot of veterans on it, too.
Right, but. You didn't grow up in that system like you grew up in Boston. You grew up.
I just think it's interesting that
Paul Pierce was the one in the locker room that says, you know, pipe down, it's cool. And then Garnett came in and threw your phone in the toilet. Now you're going to Dallas. Rondo's probably buying rookies' phones. I don't know. Like, it's just, it's one of those things. He didn't have, there's no control. So he was allowed to.
I just think it's funny that the team is more fun to watch and, you know, he was our best player.
Well, I think if you kind of look back on it, Rondo was really, when he was good, he was really good.
Right.
Like, the Chicago playoff series kind of stands out to me. Like, just an incredible performance.
Nope.
I don't think Isaiah Thomas can ever get that, but I think Isaiah Thomas might be more, you know, he might have less. You know, low valleys, and you know, he might not get as high as Rondo could get, but I think he's more in the middle, and he's
so. It's like, also Tony Allen.
Well, it's also fun. Like, when was the last time we really had a guard that could really shoot,
and
get to the basket
and get to the free throw line?
Exactly. Like we've had Ray Allen and Eddie House, and even before that, Sebastian Telfair, Marcus Banks, like none of those guys could shoot.
No.
Right.
It's been a long time since they've had a guard that could shoot that was fun to watch.
Yeah. Right.
Delonte West.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Delonte West. Where are you, buddy? Give us a call. 508-731-GGTV. If you're watching this, give us a call. You can even be a co-host. Yeah. I don't know.
You can surf the bed downstairs. Surf on the couch.
Hey, Delonte West, if you're looking for a job, we got an intern position open. Glenn Davis is a free agent.
No.
I watched the Clippers game over the weekend. Oh, boy. Their baby blue t-shirt jerseys are zero flattering for that man. It is bad. I probably look a little bit better than he did on that court.
Him or Sullinger?
Sullinger. I'll take Sullinger.
All right.
I mean, they're both going to eat their way out of the cookie jar, but I mean, whatever. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You're getting the best of the fat world, so whatever. I'll take Mike,
so what do you,
Mike Sweetney.
Going back to the free agent things before we wrap this segment up.
Why not have a couple of shows in a row with Mike Sweetney reference, right?
What do you think this team's going to look like? Do you think they're going to make a splash, or do you think we're just going to watch the same fun team again? I mean, if it's fun all year long, that's fine with me. I would rather get better, but I don't know how much better it's actually possible to get.
They're certainly going to try to do something.
Of course.
Whether they are successful, I think, is kind of up for debate. But I wouldn't be surprised. You're only going to see like 50% of these players back next year, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a little bit more. But that's just kind of the way they're going to turn this roster over, is if you're not going to be here when this team's good again, then there's no real reason to have you on board again. I don't think there's any like reason to have Evan Turner come back.
That's true. But again, he's surprisingly more fun to watch now that there's.
He looks a lot better when he's not bringing the ball up, doesn't he?
I'm not sure. How is the winter weather in Portland?
Rainy.
LaMarcus Aldridge is the unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. Would you go rain for snow?
I would still rather Gasol, I think.
But. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be good. But I mean, LaMarcus might be a good fit here.
We really need, what, a 3 and a 5? Is that what we need?
Definitely need a 5.
We definitely need a 5.
Yeah.
Probably need a 4.
I would probably need a 3. I would even take 2 5s
right now
just for all a right, backup.
So we still
five.
Need a lot. It's a work in progress, but they're fun to watch.
Paul Pierce is a little bit.
All right, let's take a break. We're getting long winded.
I mean, come on.
Is Paul Pierce a free agent?
Paul Pierce. Player option. Player option. He'll come back.
He'll be my center. I don't care.
I'll give him a call.
All right. He'd probably slow this team down, to be quite honest.
Well, it doesn't matter. You put him on the bench, we win another championship, you give him a ring, he retires.
Whoa, we're winning championships now?
If you sign the right people, we might be able to win one. So
sign better players.
It happened in 08. You could do it again. I don't know. Anything's possible, Gunner.
All right. We'll be right back.
Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on 2 different formats. Video format, just like the past 7 seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
And we're back. And newly acquired Isaiah Thomas was named Player of the Week this week.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, not bad. Pretty well. Right?
The fans had a fun time watching him. He won Player of the Week.
You got a big stretch of games. Yeah. He made a Celtics list.
He did. And what list is that?
4 games. The first 4 games as a Celtics, you scored over 100 points.
Wow.
KG and Ray Allen. KG and Ray Allen seem to be the hot topics of this show today. Both scored 113 points within the first 4 games.
That makes sense, Thomas. Think about it.
Right. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we can't get over it.
Right. We're just stuck. We're stuck in old love.
No, it makes sense that it was them because they came out on fire, that team.
Right.
And Paul Pierce came in as a rookie. KG and, Ray Allen came in as in their prime.
Right.
At the end
of
makes sense.
So, yeah.
Well, Isaiah's got 109 points. Well, actually, it's probably.
Awesome.
It's 120 now. Well, that's 5 games if you count last night.
Now,
if
imagine him coming off the bench on a good team. Be so fun.
It'd be a lot of fun, yeah.
Would we think he's a ball hog, though?
You know, with that kind of...
See, that's what I'm worried.
Well,
like,
he is.
Is his shooting going to start annoying me? Like, I'm having a blast watching him right now. Is it going to turn at some point?
Well, the problem is it's fine now because he's taking shots away from Brandon Bass pull-ups from the elbow, which I'm fine with sacrificing some of those.
Yeah.
So, but, when there's better players on the team, it might be more of a problem. But, I mean, he seemed to fit in fine in Phoenix,
yeah.
You know, as well as possible.
Yeah, so far he's fitting into the Brad Stevens system. I don't know.
Yeah, he's doing all right. One qualm I have with him is he's turning the ball over a little bit too much, but besides that.
He finishes fairly well for his size.
He does.
I mean,
he's good at creating space.
I should say he finishes fairly well, period.
Right.
His size makes it impressive.
Yeah. Right, right. So you know what's impressive now that you say is Gerald Wallace and his
this is depressing.
Well, it's depressing impressive. His crazy contract of $10 million a year. So far, he's played 194 games. He's already made $7 million. You know what he makes a minute?
No.
A minute. Did I say 194 games? I meant 194 minutes.
Yeah.
A minute. Out of 194 minutes that man's played, he makes $36,000 a minute.
Yeah, almost what we make here.
That is depressing. I wanted to do a segment. Well, maybe we could try to do it next week. We're just going to show you a picture. Like, I'm just going to show you a picture of Gerald Wallace sitting, and I want you to tell me what he's thinking.
Oh, I already had a caption for that. We don't have the
we don't have the pictures up. We're going to have to do it next week because I just want your take. I am going to give Nick three different pictures of Gerald Wallace, and next week I want both of you to tell me what he's thinking.
Sounds good.
And I will tweet those pictures.
Do we have to do it in the voice?
Oh, you have. I mean, that's the only way it's going to work. I'm just thinking about where I can go get some dinner. And then,
if we're going to do that for him, can we do Evan Turner ones?
Yes. I was just going to say, how awesome would it be to have like a Wallace Evan Turner conversation?
Rondo shows up.
Oh, man. It's Evan Turner is the meatball from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I really want to practice my Kermit the Frog. So if we could do some Evan Turner, that'd be great.
So maybe we can even have a conversation, telephone conversation of Evan Turner.
That'd be fun.
On next week's show. Evan Turner and Joe Wallace. But what a ridiculous amount of money that man makes for a minute.
Good for him. I saw him coaching last night.
Christ. Well, what else
I think it was last
do?
Night.
I also like that, like, I'm assuming, not to spoil it, but the pictures we're going to use are him, like, laying on his stomach, like just kind of kicking his legs up like he's watching the world go by.
I think, definitely. I bet you he pinpoints one person in the audience and just stares at him for the whole game. Like, I bet you, like, there's that one person. And he probably just does it to, like, mess with them and be like, I'm looking at you. You know I'm looking at you. I like your popcorn. I wish you would come over and offer me some popcorn. Like, stuff like that. I bet you he just screws with everybody, because I would. If you're just sitting on the bench collecting your money you don't really care, I mean, it's just one of those things where how can you not just start screwing with people?
That picture where he's laying down, I mean, he lays down a lot, like Larry Bird or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does have chronic issues with everything.
I think he's –
I mean,
he
they do
feels,
call him Crash.
He probably feels the same way we do, and he's probably like – man, this is the best basketball I've seen since I got here. You know, this is actually – I can sit through this
now. I think it was a couple of months ago the Boston Herald put out this picture on the back page of the sports section was Gerald Wallace is just kind of sitting there with his head in his hands, and there's a little girl right next to him doing the same exact thing. That picture was marvelous. It was great because it was just like, if you have ice cream, I'm going to steal it.
But he's just like us. He's like wondering if his car is okay.
Right.
If he doesn't have to clean it off. He didn't bring his brush. He's going to have to use something else.
I gave my keys to the valet guy. I don't think there's a valet here. You know, like stuff like that. You know,
I wonder if Qdoba is going to be open when
I wonder
game's
if anybody
over.
Noticed I've worn the same shirt for 6 episodes. All right, that's just me.
He actually has to.
Yeah. So on another note, it's been 15 years. This threw me for a loop because you kind of forget the dark times.
I read this. I know where you're going. I'm going to totally steal it from you.
Please take it.
Because I read that Paul Pierce piece. He writes for like some blog or
something. Yeah. Well, now he's got a future in sports writing. You know, in case his job isn't a professional NBA player, it doesn't pan out.
Yeah. He doesn't have a good retirement plan or anything.
Right. You know, you never know. Bad investments.
So it's so interesting because, you know, we hear about like Larry Bird's not walking through that door, Kevin McHale's not. We hear that all the time. We talk about it all the time.
Yep.
I totally had no recollection of the play or anything. I just remember the press conference itself.
Right.
I don't remember what led up to it. And reading that Paul Pierce thing about how he
I always knew about the press
conference.
He
missed the shot, and then Vince Carter hit the shot, and like that's so far out of my brain.
That was a dark time for Paul Pierce.
It was really fun to like kind of like be like, oh, that's man, Paul Pierce. Like even like because we celebrate Paul Pierce's career, you forget he was part of that that rant and rave, you
right?
know? So it was kind of interesting.
But I mean, it's just so funny how like your mind just kind of blocks out certain things, like. You know, it's like Rick Pitino. Yeah, man, he was the coach in 2000. Wow, yeah. I mean, you know it, but you kind of like block it out because you just really want to remember the good times, which is 2008. Mm, you know, it's like it's tough. But 15 years, man. You know, Robert Parrish isn't walking through that door anytime soon. Neither is Kevin McHale. Speaking of which, today is March 4th, 2015. 30 years ago today, Kevin McHale drops 56 points against the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, then Larry Bird beat him the next day.
Larry Bird beat him the next day, but it's still 30 years ago. So, pass blasters. You remember the old pass blasters skit?
I do.
Like, pass blasters.
Doo-doo-doo. Man, Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
No, he's definitely not. If he was here right now, I'd definitely hang out with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only that whole Tim Duncan thing. You know?
Yeah. Oh, Tim Duncan. Unrestricted free agent at the end of this year.
Let's get him finally.
Yeah.
Let's finally get him 20 years later. Yeah.
Revenge.
20 years later. We got you. We got you, buddy.
Oh,
so
man.
There's something. Yeah. Why not?
You guys want to take another break?
Think about that. Okay. Tim Duncan, Paul Pierce on the same team.
All restricted, unrestricted, right?
All unrestricted.
Oh, man. Everything's going to be awesome
next
year.
Think about it. Glenn Davis.
Well.
Glenn Davis. We can have him back. Big baby, you know?
All right.
I don't know.
Whatever
let's
want.
Not do that. I definitely don't want any of that. I'll take the piss.
Do you want to just roll? Do you have an in the hoop?
In the hoop, do
let's
I
just,
ever?
Just roll right into it.
All
right. We don't need to take a break.
No, why even
we don't
bother?
Have any paid sponsors?
No, we don't. We can just make up paid sponsors. Pita Pizzeria.
Yeah.
This in the hoop brought to you by Pita Pizzeria. So in the hoop. All right. So Michael Jordan is now on a special list. Do you guys know what that list
is? No-fly list.
No. No. He's on the billionaires list.
Wow.
He's finally made it. His net worth of $1 billion. Here comes the Dr. Evil pinky to the mouth. Finally on the Forbes World's Billionaire list. Michael Jordan is the 1,741st richest man in the world. Excuse me, richest person in the world. So, JaVale McGee is bought out by the 76ers. He's free to go wherever he wants. Jimmy Butler hurt himself on the Bulls, but I'm sure that's going to be okay. Whatever. I mean, the Bulls are just kind of – this Bulls injury, the Jimmy Butler injury kind of gives the Celtics a little bit more of a good playoff push because now that Jimmy Butler is going to be gone for 4 to 6 weeks – Derrick Rose is going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. The Bulls might try to – I mean, they're going to start sliding a little bit.
Yeah, but they're not. There's like three or four other teams in between them, isn't there?
Right, but
– All right.
You know, there's always a possibility.
Could help.
It's going to help.
I'm still – you know, the Bulls are my pick for the championship, I believe, so.
It's not going to happen, buddy.
No.
No way.
It's gonna that was a long time ago. We still had Jeff Green and Rajon Rondo on this team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it was like forever ago.
Yeah. I wonder – I got to look back at who I picked.
I mean, I don't think I picked
it's
them to
the
win.
Bucks. I probably picked some.
I think
stupid.
I picked them to come out of the East.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen either. Whoever thought the Hawks would be good?
Not me.
Yeah. Former Knicks player Anthony Mason has died at 48. If you remember such great, I know this show is a big Beastie Boys fan. He was on
who?
Beastie Boys.
I'll have to look them up.
Yeah, they're old school rap group.
Oh.
Yeah, they started off punk. Maybe you heard of punk. I don't know. If you remember the Ill Communications album and the song B-Boy Megan with the Freak Freak.
Yes, I do.
Anthony Mason is mentioned in that. He was also...
My haircut is complete.
Up that. Up
so top. You have heard him.
So you have, so you have heard of Anthony Mason or the Beastie Boys?
Yes.
Yeah. He also appears in the music video. Come on, buddy. Help me out here.
I
Root Down.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I wasn't allowed to watch MTV.
KG and Austin Rivers getting a little argument. I'm pretty sure. What do you? Did anybody see that last night?
No.
Okay.
Are they on the same team?
No. KG plays for the Timberwolves.
I know.
Austin
that's
Rivers
I,
plays for the Clippers.
That's why I thought I missed something big.
At one point, maybe. Stats. So you saw what they were arguing about. What do you think KG said to Austin? Now, I have
something. About Cheerios?
So, yeah, maybe.
Yo, Dad.
So go ahead. So what do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a lip reader, but it was probably something like, you know, I was playing in this league when you were three.
Yeah.
Kind of like maybe something like that.
I forget where it was. It might have been on Red Zombies. Somebody was posting something like, I was playing in this league when you were still popping zits and jerking off to the Sears catalog. So, I mean, that's kind of funny. I don't know.
The Sears catalog hits home.
The Sears catalog hits home.
Because the other stuff.
So James Harden gets a one-game suspension for kicking the king in his jewels. If anybody saw that game, I
did not.
They just do not call anything on LeBron ever. Brian Shaw got fired by Denver, and Ray Allen will sit out for
the rest of the season. Who had Brian Shaw in the pool?
Jesus.
I don't think we did a pool this year.
No, we did do a pool.
We did, but we might have just picked one or something.
Yeah, so.
I know, I saw it already.
Yeah, so why start now, right? So I'll just talk into the camera while you fix that. How's that?
Well, let's just wrap it up.
So, all right. So that's it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's in the hoop. So.
Do you have any last thoughts? It's your first back. What do you got?
Just let some of the snow melt.
Yeah, that's please.
All I really care about, besides, you know.
Today they did good. It was 40 something degrees.
A little bit.
Day.
I tried to shovel like my walk because it's all ice. No dice.
It's not happening.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
It's just so frozen.
And it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to rain tonight, snow tomorrow.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Good times.
So we're trapped again, man.
Well, hopefully we see you again next week.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
It's good to have some brains back on the show.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. It's good to get out of the house.
It's finally somebody else too.
We're going to have to get you one of those Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle machines where like just your brains in it. We can, you know.
Oh.
Wasn't that a thing?
Pizza?
We should get some pizza. Yes. We should
get some pizza.
Show's over. We're going to go get some pizza.
This is a good show.
Thanks for watching. Stay infected. Peace.